That corn that's trying to go in the ground right now, well, it could wind up becoming the sweetener that's used in your ice cream, cookies, and sodas. CJ Miller has more.
Well, during the AgriNovus Indiana Quadrant event held on Wednesday, I spoke with Abigail Storms, Senior Vice President of Global Sweeteners and Fibers with Tate and Lyle, as she shared the benefits of allulose. It's a sugar substitute that comes from corn.
Allulose literally has 10% of the calories of sugar. It has no impact on blood glucose levels, and it's non-cariogenic, so it doesn't affect the pH in your mouth that would cause cavities.
Storm says that corn-based allulose not only tastes more like sugar, but it also has the same texture when it hits your taste buds.
Because the allulose is like sugar, it's building back what we call mouthfeel, so that kind of syrupy feel that you have in your mouth when you drink a full sugar soda compared with how a diet soda experiences.
Courtney Kingery, CEO of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, says that allulose is yet another way that corn is showing its value to the world and providing more value back to Indiana's corn producers.
It's another way in which a new product, a new market, a new innovation is continuing to move the pile and find new opportunities and new areas that corn grown right here in Indiana and right in the Midwest can be used to help meet consumer trends.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.